All right, and welcome to another episode of The Ballads. My name is Tom, high atop the Plush Studios right here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And on the phone and on the line with me is the one and only, the head dishwasher, the guy in charge, the man of the hour, R.J. Cunningham. R.J., are you with us today? Hello, R.J., are you with us? Well, maybe R.J. isn't with us. Well, so glad that you guys could join us here today on The Ballads. It's been an exciting last couple of weeks as R.J. and I and myself have been on the road for going to Milwaukee to cover the IndyCar race, as well as Iowa. What an exciting time that was. I know that $2 Bill Josh and Josh Elmore will be joining us. Want to make sure that we welcome our sponsors. That's Sam Pierce Chevrolet. I tell you what, if you need a good Chevy, go out there to Sam Pierce Chevrolet. You can reach them 765-387-4293 in Daleville, Indiana, as well as Altoon Lube in Indianapolis on West 10th Street or Rockville Road. You can reach them 317-270-9690. Well, it's been an exciting week for sports, as you very well know. It has been on the loom is the NBA lockout. Of course, Josh and I will be getting into that. And then, of course, the current and existing NFL lockout. We're going to talk a little bit about the NBA draft. And really, we want to talk about what you, the listener, want to talk about. So if you've got anything you want to talk about or throw in the line here, just give us a call. 917-889-8516. I do think we got Josh on the line. Josh, are you with us?
I'm here. How is everyone today, Tom?
We are good, and I think we do have R.J. Cunningham on the line now. R.J., are you with us? I think R.J. is trying to call through Skype. Maybe R.J. needs to just go ahead and call through his cell phone, R.J. So, Josh, we got a lot going on. Like I was just talking about right before you called in, we had the NBA draft that just happened this time last week. We also have got the looming on top of that, the NBA lockout. Got a lot of good stories coming out of the news. And of course, one of the big race stories that we'll talk about in the second hour, in the second segment, is the number two team with the Indy Lights team has been suspended to 2012. And I know, Josh, you called me with that today. So tell us a little bit about the information that you found out on that.
Apparently, up in Milwaukee, there was some questionable cars getting through tech, and the owner, Mark, I can't remember his last name, tried to convince other teams to withdraw their drivers from the race in a protest. And Indy Lights said that will not be tolerated.
I got you. I do. Okay, well, we're having technical problems trying to reach RJ, and so hopefully we'll with him in the very near future, and we'll have him on in the second hour as well. Now, Josh, we've got a lot of other big stories coming up. Obviously, Nebraska, it's official. They're becoming a part of the Big Ten, which is obviously no longer the Big Ten. The NBA lockout, the NFL lockout, and, of course, we want to talk a little bit about the Pacers' new pickup, Hill, of course, David West, and a little bit about MLB. So, Josh, let's just jump right into it. Last week, the Pacers did a little bit of shake and bake to come up with Hill back to Indianapolis. Josh, go ahead and break down the draft for us. Bring us up to speed of what's going on with the Pacers and Hill.
All right. Last week, the Pacers had a great draft. They came up with George Hill. He's a defensive presence. He's also a scorer. He's a veteran. He can start at the point. He can start at the two. He can back up at the point. He can back up at the two. He's a versatile guy. He's very, very explosive. He's a guy you don't want to let loose around the basket because he can come up with some highlight dunks.
Okay, and I do think we do have R.J. Cunningham, Trackside Review, the magazine. R.J., are you with us now?
Finally, yes, I am. Thank you.
Glad you could join us. I was wondering what happened there. So, glad that you could join us. Now, I'm a high atop the plush studios of the Balance Studios here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I know Josh, $2 bill Josh, is with us. And RJ, you may have heard a little bit about this as well. I guess the number two Indy Lights team has been suspended for 2012, and Josh was giving us a little bit of details on that. So that might be something that you can get some details on between now and the second segment. But, RJ, so glad that you could join us. I know there's a lot of things going on with Trackside Review, the magazine, and a lot of things, new and exciting things that are going on there. We'll get into that in the second segment. But, RJ, it's been good hanging out with you the last couple of weeks. We went out to Milwaukee and out to Iowa. Real quickly, bring us up to speed in the racing world, and what can we look for in the second hour here?
Well, you can look for me talking about the new online and CD-ROM version of Trackside Review. We're working on that right now. As a matter of fact, the reason I didn't couldn't get on through Skype is I had a total of 12 different things running at the same time on my computer, and I finally just got frustrated and shut everything down, including the TV, so I could concentrate on the radio. Now, as soon as I get off here, I'll get back online and I'll check a few other things out. But that IndyCar team, the IZOD Indy Lights team being suspended is huge news. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the next couple of weeks getting back to the short track races in the Midwest, too.
Right, and that's good. I think I'm going to go out and check one out there in Terre Haute on Sunday as well. So we look forward to having you, RJ, in the second. Make sure that we want to thank all of our sponsors for helping us out. Here, Chevrolet, Alto, and Lube as well. And, of course, we've got a ton of other sponsors, Marquee Solutions. And so we'll get them all on for you here in just a second. RJ, we'll talk to you in the second hour. Josh, what I want to talk with you a little bit is about the new pacer, George Hill. Now, I tell you what, this is a guy that has all the makings of being the new savior or the new Reggie Miller down there at Conseco. What are your thoughts on that, Josh?
I think George Hill's a great pickup, probably the first smart trade that Larry Bird's made in his time with the Indiana Pacers. But as I read in my blog, which I haven't been able to get online the last couple of days, I don't know if it's been posted or not, George Hill is not a savior. He's a building block. If you don't go out and get a big-time power forward, you're still going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. He makes you better, but you're still weak as before, but it's a great start to the off season.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, and we're eager to see and welcome George Hill back to Indianapolis. As those of you that are from Indianapolis here know that he attended Rob Ripple High School and IUPUI here in town and has did a great job in the NBA, and it's certainly a good building block and a good starting point, and I tell you what, the Pacers need some veterans in the roster, and we need some people that can come in and can make a difference right away, and I certainly believe that Hill can be that, and he certainly made a difference there in San Antonio. And so, you know, I know they did a little bit of a shake and bake on that, and I was on the road up to Iowa, Josh, when that was going on. And I know you were down there live, so go ahead and walk us through the NBA draft. I know in some of the things in your blog, which it has not been posted, it will be posted today. Well, I know a couple of things in your blog you were talking about. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about is you said that one of the losers in the NBA draft was former Butler star Matt Howard. So I just kind of want to talk with you about that, and why don't you just walk us through the NBA draft, how it all came together, especially for the Pacers, and a little bit about your blog that will be posted a little bit later today.
I also wanted to take this moment before I get into the NBA draft, before we happen to forget. We're not going to get too much into details, but I did want to thank Mr. Brian Scott for his contributions to the Balance over the last couple of months. But getting on to the NBA draft, I did put that Matt Howard was a loser in the NBA draft. The Los Angeles Lakers drafted somebody out of the NBA DL who's not even a starter in that league. You can't tell me that Matt Howard isn't better than some 26-year-old who's a backup in the NBA developmental league. Howard can hit the three. He's feisty. He's kind of like the Brian Cardinal type player. He'd be a great fit for the Pacers. He's a glue guy. He's a locker room guy. I just think he should have been drafted. It's a travesty that he wasn't.
Well, And you know, there's still a lot of negotiations that are going on, and that's for sure. Now, what are your thoughts on Hill coming to the Pacers? I know you said that he's a building block, he's a good veteran, he's a good person to have on the court. But do you think Larry Bird made a good decision in bringing Hill to the Pacers back to his hometown and doing all the shake and bake to get him into town here?
I think Larry Bird did a fabulous job. And like we were talking about on the show last week, and I don't know if you got to hear me or not, you were traveling to Iowa. Everything that Larry Bird has promised he would do, he has delivered so far. He said he would redo the Pacers and save salary cap space. He's done that. He said he could get the Pacers to the playoffs in 4 years. He's done that. He said in the 2011 summer he would be very busy in free agency and trade. He made a trade the very first chance he could. Maybe Darren Collison, like you were saying last week, isn't the answer at point guard. George Hill's shown he's a capable NBA point guard, capable for going for 20 points any single time that he feels like it. I think it's a great job, but I only think it's just the beginning. I think this is going to be a wild offseason when the NBA lockout's finally resolved.
I think you're right, and I tell you what, a lot of teams, and not just the Pacers, but a lot of teams are doing that, a little bit of that shake and bake. I mean, I don't know if you've heard this, with the Cavaliers that traded J.J. Hickinson to the Kings for Gatsby today, and, you know, that was just kind of clearing out a logjam at power forward. The Cleveland Cavaliers traded J.J. Hickinson today to the Sacramento Kings for forward Omri Casbury for a future first-round pick. And I really think Hickinson's days were numbered, especially when the club drafted Texas forward Tristan Thompson with the number 4 overall pick in last week's NBA draft. Hickinson was shown as the potential to be a star on his court, but I just think he got some frustration in the Cavaliers coach Brian Scott last season. So, and you're right, I do want to mention that about Brian. We do appreciate all the time that he gave to the show, and he just has a lot of things going on, especially with his play-by-play with the football with Butler University, and he's just got a lot of other obligations in it. It just got to be a little bit too much for him, so we wish him the best as well. Now, when we get back, real quick, Josh, I know that there's a lot of stuff going on in the NBA, and certainly the NBA lockout is something that we want to talk about. We want to spend some good time talking about that when we get back here on the next break. And, of course, we also want to talk about the existing NFL draft. I mean, it looks like we've got some good things coming. I still, you know, am cautiously optimistic that we're gonna have a season. Everybody I talk to says yes. You know, we are gonna have a season, and you know, we'll be able to have football, even if it's a shortened season. We'll be able to have football. So, you know, we'll see how that goes, and hopefully that we'll get into a fantastic off season and get the well, guys. This is the balance. It's cursing to myself.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Hey race fans, Trackside Review, the magazine, is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short track fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has something for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review is for you. Check out their new online edition. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy
They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Tom, on top of the plush studios of Balance Studios here in Indianapolis, Indiana, reaching you coast to coast. So glad that you can join us. We thank our sponsor, Sam Pierce Chevrolet in Galeville, Indiana, 765-387-4293. They got a big tent sale out there, and they will make you an offer in a trade that will work for you. And also, All Tune Lube in Indiana. They're on West 10th Street in Indianapolis, 317-271-4302, or on Rockville Road, 317-270-9690. And I certainly want to thank them. And Fast Lane Cycles, guys, I tell you what, their shop, go on out there and check them out and as well. Josh, before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about the NBA lockout. This does not look good for the NBA. This looks like something that is just, like I've said before here in the last couple of weeks, this looks like something that's going to be long-term, and it's going to certainly be something that basketball fans are going to remember for a long time. So Josh, tell us about why there's going to be a lockout and what's going on there. And the way that I understand it, there's a pretty big gap between the owners and the players, Josh.
There's a huge gap between the owners and the players right now. Last year, 28 of the 30 NBA teams lost at least $20 million. The NBA business model isn't working. There's no parity. It's not competitive, and the owners are losing money. Right now, there appears to be about a $7 billion. Yes, it's billion, not million. Not even 700 million, but $7 billion difference between what the players want to give and what the owners want.
Well,
I do think the entire season will be wiped out. And Tom, I'm going to be the first one to say it. You're going to see an NBA All-Star sign with a European team, and I doubt it'll be just one. I think it'll be two, three, four, five, maybe more players that will sign with the team overseas. You got a team in Russia that said they would offer Tyson Chandler $20 million per year to come play in Europe next year.
Well, I tell you what, that's a lot of money to turn down. Guys, we'd like to hear your thoughts. Give us a call here on the Balance call-in line, 917-889-8516. That's 917-889-8516. Myself and $2 Bill Josh are standing by. I want to talk with you a little bit about what appears it's going to happen. It's pretty sure that's what's going to happen. And I'm almost positive that this NBA lockout is going to be one for the record books. It's going to be a long one. I mean, NBA Commissioner David Stern and National Basketball Players Association head Billy Hunter, I mean, they were in a three-hour meeting today to try to get some last-ditch efforts to stop this from happening. But the session, you know, pretty much came to a halt. They weren't able to reach a deal, an agreement. And basically, the union says the NBA plans to lock out its players, Hunter says, and all league businesses, including free agencies, is now on a hold, Josh. So, you know, here it is. We've got the NFL. We've got the NBA on a lockout. Hopefully, the NFL can work their stuff out. But it doesn't look good for the NBA players. It doesn't look good for the NBA fans. And that's really who we've got to think most about, is the fans. I mean, this is what it's all about, because if it wasn't for the fans, there'd be no money, there'd be no contracts, there'd be no none of this would come together, Josh, without the fans. And if the fans aren't in the stands, well, there's no money at all, Josh.
I would have to agree. This is an absolute shame, and just more bad news on the horizon that I happen to hear today. Major League Baseball is now considering a lockout at the end of next season, so... This is a really bad time to be a sport. I think fans need to stand up and say enough is enough is enough. I don't know your feeling, Tom, but I think NBA fans and NFL fans need to stand in unison and say enough is enough.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, this is just getting to be ridiculous. I mean, well, there was even talk, I think, that Artest was headed out to Finland to play for a while, but I don't think that's going to come together. But I agree with you. Enough's enough. And we need, as fans, we need you to step up and say, all right, guys, hey, we ultimately control the purses here. We ultimately control everything.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that statement.
All right, and we're back. Apologize for that. Sometimes Skype just bounces us around for no reason at all. So, Josh, just give us a call back in, and we will talk more about the NBA draft. Not sure what happened there. Skype just kind of disconnected us prematurely. I don't know exactly what happened there. But there again, give us a call, 917-889-8516. Want to hear your thoughts on the NBA NBA lockout, and as Josh mentioned, the possible NFL MLB lockout. And we'll see what's going on there, and, of course, with the NFL draft as well. 917-889-8516. Guys, so glad that you could join us here on The Balance. And we're talking about the NBA lockout, and it just appears that this is going to be a done deal. They weren't able to get things together, and so, you know, we're waiting on Josh to give us a call back in. And Josh is our NBA analysis. He's the guy that's there with the NBA, and he breaks it all down for us. We're going to try to get him back on the phone, and when we get back, we're going to talk more about the NBA lockout and the NFL lockout and the MLB possibly, going to be locked out as well. You're here on The Balance. We're so glad that you could join us. We'll be right back.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome back to The Balance. My name is Tom, and right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, do we have you back there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, I don't know what that was about.
Oh, that's okay. We do want to make sure that we take time to thank our sponsors, Tune and Lube on 10th Street in Indianapolis, 317-271-4302, or on Rockville Road, 317-270-9690. And Alltune and Lube provides quality repairs at great prices, and delivering outstanding service is their highest priority. So, Josh, we're talking a little bit about the NBA lockout. We're not sure really what happened, why the talks broke down today, but basically, like you said, there was just a huge, huge gap between the two of them. Josh, can you please explain to the listeners that may not know anything about what's going on with any of these lockouts and why it means so much to the players and to the unions?
For the players, I'm not really sure what the NBA lockout all entails, other than the fact 28 of the 30 teams lost money last year. The players are used to getting paid a certain amount of money, and as anybody who has a job in America would say, if your boss tells you you're getting a pay cut, whether you agree to it or not, you're going to try to fight it. That basically is what it comes down to. The owners want to pay the players less, and the players are saying, no, it's not our fault. You can't make money.
Well, you know, here's the way I look at it, is that the owners don't have to disclose the amount of money that they're making. And as far as the pay cuts go, you know, they have contracts that are in place. what I think that it amounts to is the players want to be disclosed more money so that they can get more money, Josh. Anyway, so that's the thoughts on that, guys. We want to hear your thoughts on the NBA lockout. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's kind of merge on over to the other lockout that's taking big news, and hopefully that's about ready to get resolved. And certainly there's a lot of promising signs that we're going to have an NFL season, and even though it might be shortened through the preseason or whatever. Josh, what are you hearing about the NFL?
I keep hearing the date of July 20th. I believe there'll be a new CBA signed, sealed, and delivered, to borrow a line from a famous song. I'm not sure who wrote that song. I believe it was Stevie Wonder. But I believe that training camp might open a week late. Preseason might be shrunk down to 3 games. But from everything that I hear, there'll be a full 16-week season. The owners desperately wanted 18 games because they wanted to put more money in the bank. The players emphatically said no, and the owners have backed off the 18-game schedule. So I keep hearing that we will have a full 16-game schedule.
Well, I hope so, because for Fantasy Football Huddle, we need a full schedule. And which, by the way, guys, we are going to be bringing the Fantasy Football Huddle back and talking about things that we're going to be bringing back here in the very, very near future is the daily wrap-up. And Josh and I will be doing the daily wrap-up. And on Mondays, R.J. Cunningham will be doing a wrap-up all by himself on racing over the weekend in the tracks that he went to and so forth. So that's an exciting time. So I want to make sure that you guys log on to The Balance right here and check it out. Now, keep in mind, you can find out all of our blogs and all of our information on www.theballanceonline.com or www.trackside.com. Now, Josh, here's the thing. I do believe that we're going to have an NFL season. I do think that that's going to get resolved here pretty soon. And, you know, a lot of the players, Aaron Rodgers, for example, he seems to think that everybody out there has a sense of it, that it's going to end soon. And so despite the NFL lockout, looks like we're going to have an NFL season, even if the preseason is shortened anyway. Well, hey, I think most of us here in the media and as fans, most of us are pretty much a fan of the NFL preseason being shortened anyway. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks there, Josh. But so what are you hearing as far as when do you think that this can get resolved? Do you think that it's something that's going to happen as soon as maybe July 15th? Or what are you thinking there?
I think it'll be July 20th at the very, very latest. I'm looking forward to a great season of both NFL and college football. And also, I believe that The Balance is going to be covering IU and Purdue football exclusively this fall. Well, extensively this fall. I don't believe if we've yet got that worked out, but I do believe that's also coming in the future. Am I right, Tom?
Now, we are going to be doing a lot of coverage of Indiana University and Purdue University right here on The Balance. We're really excited about the growth of The Balance. And you guys can watch our growth and be a part of our growth on The Balance, www.thebalanceonline.com. Of course, my blog is there, and Josh's blog is there, and as well as updates from around all of the sports. Now, we got your balls covered right here on The Balance. I'm going to tell you that, Josh. From basketball to baseball to football, you know, and everything in between. So one of the things I want to make sure that we get in, and we haven't had a chance much to talk about, is the Indianapolis Indians. Now, Josh, the Indians are starting to turn things around a little bit. Of course, they're the farm team, the AAA team for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And as we've talked about right here on this show before, you know, it goes directly to see how well the team is doing. Look at the Cleveland Indians. Look at the Columbus Clippers. For example, look at the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're starting to make a more of a dent. Again, going back to the Indianapolis Indians. Josh, I know you've been down there a lot with the Indianapolis Indians this year. Tell us what's going on in the clubhouse down there in the tribe.
It's been an exciting summer to be out of Victory Field. The Indianapolis Indians are a young, young team. Their average age, well, before the call-ups and all that, to start the season was around 24 and a half, 25 years old. They're a very young team. They're growing up right before our eyes, just as are the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Indians started off very slow, but right now they're hovering around 500. And since the Pirates are the parent club of the Indianapolis Indians, I want to give the Pittsburgh Pirates credit for being this 2 games over 500 this late in the season for the first time since 1992 when Barry Bonds was still a young man in baseball, before the whole steroid in there and all that. That's an awesome accomplishment by both the Indians and the Pittsburgh Pirates.
You know, and I could not agree more. And it's an exciting time to be a baseball fan. And, you know, we were just talking about the lockout. Hopefully that doesn't come. We're looking at these standings. When was the last time Cleveland led the American League Central? And that, there again, it goes right back to the Columbus Clippers as well. And, of course, the Angels are right out there in the National League. You got the Phillies, you know, and then you've got my St. Louis Cardinals right there on top again. Right behind them is the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers. And I tell you what, it's a tight race. We always watch the National League Central here on The Balance, and it's an exciting time. Now, what I want to know is how in the world did Boston get all the way into last place in the National in the American League East? I mean, Josh.
Well, we had a tough series with the Philadelphia Phillies the last couple of days, and we'll be all right. We're still one of the three or four best records in Major League Baseball. But what I want to know from you, Tom, is what's up with the St. Louis Cardinals cutting all-star closer Ryan Franklin?
I don't have a good answer for that. No comment. I don't know.
I didn't know if he was hurt.
I don't know what the reason behind that was. I didn't see all the story other than that it had happened. Guys, we do want to get your thoughts, 917-889-8516. We want to get your thoughts on baseball. And, you know, here's the other thing that's coming up, guys, is the All-Star Game. And that's right around the corner. And I think the voting ends tonight, doesn't it, Josh?
Yes, the voting for the All-Star Game does end tonight, and I wanted to go ahead and bring this out right now. I haven't had the chance to get this confirmed with Tom. Saturday, the last Saturday of July, the Balance will be having a special mid-afternoon, early morning, sometime in there, three-hour MLB trading deadline special. It's always one of the most exciting days in Major League Baseball. We'll be right there with you to keep you up to date on the latest rumors and the latest trades on MLB deadline day.
That's right. We're gonna let Josh be the official leaker of the show. We're not gonna wait for promos or anything. We're just gonna put the word out there with $2 bill, Josh. No, but yeah, that is the plans. We are trying to put a show together in works for the draft deadline day with the MLB. And you know, we'll try to get as many guests on and stuff that we can talk about during that hour. We were talking about the difficult, necessary move that the Cardinals had to make with Ryan Franklin and his release. You know, I think it was a hard decision for the Cardinals to make. You know, Franklin has been a part of their team, you know, for 4 years in the Cardinals bullpen, and you know, he was a guy that I felt that could step up and many times could really put some stuff together, but he struggled here, you know, lately. And I guess really it come down to business. The club had to get somebody in that spot and in that slot, and they had to make an unfortunate move on that aspect. So it is sad to see, you know, a player like him go. And you know, and we've talked about this on the show before. If Albert Pujols can't get stuff together, now we've got an injury with him. I mean, is he still going to be a Cardinal next year? I don't know. I mean, I certainly would like to think so. Guys, we want to hear your thoughts on the MLB, 917-889-8516. And we want to hear about what your team is. What do you want to hear about the All-Star? Who do you think is going to go in the All-Star? Who are you voting on the All-Stars? Now, real quickly, I don't need all of the people that you voted for, but Josh, who'd you vote for in your All-Stars?
I voted for every Red Sox that was available to be voted for. And I also voted for Joey Votto, my favorite NL player. I think Joey Votto is a special, special player.
Okay, and so we want to hear your thoughts, 917-889-8516. So glad that you could join us here on The Balance. And like I said, it's good to be back in Indianapolis. Been traveling the last couple of weeks. Myself and R.J. Cunningham have been traveling. A lot of exciting things going on with R.J. Cunningham and Trackside Review. A lot of new aspects of the magazine are going on, so he's going to certainly get into more of that in the second half of the program. And again, guys, if you like racing, I tell you what, there's a lot of exciting things to talk about in racing, both NASCAR, IndyCar. And one of the things that we like to do with Trackside is cover a lot of different avenues of racing, your short track, your dirt track, your late models, USAC, and all the different types of racing that are out there. So if you've not got to get out to a racetrack yet, I really encourage you to get out there and you know, check out the racing that's out there. Now, guys, this is pretty much your show. The balance is created for you and about you and what you want to talk about. So give us a call, 917-889-8516, and we want to hear what you want to talk about when it comes to sports. Now, Josh, got a lot of stuff to cover. We want to go back a little bit here to the NBA lockout. Looks like that's going to happen. What team is going to be affected the most by the NBA lockout?
Well, the team that's going to be affected the most, I would have to say, is the Indiana Pacers. You know, they had a lot of momentum going, as the Indianapolis Star pointed out. Any NBA TV and ESPN pointed out, they made the playoffs. They had the big George Hill signing. They were just about to remove Frank Vogel's interim tag. They no longer can do that until the lockout is over. They had their eyes set on David West, maybe Aaron Brooks, another guard. And now all that comes to a screeching halt. Season tickets were up some 30%, I read, over last year at this time. They were going up even more since they acquired George Hill. Looked like they were going to start to fill out Conseco Fieldhouse again, and now it comes to a screeching halt.
So, that said, what can guys like Larry Bird do to help in the mediation process of the thing? Because a guy like Larry Bird, he's liked by management and by players. He's a good guy to step in the middle there and say, hey, guys, we've got to find a middle ground. We've got to do it. So what kind of things has Larry Bird got to tell, you know, the sides and bringing the two sides together?
He's just got to talk some common sense. It doesn't seem like the two sides are willing to compromise with each other. At the end of the day, they got to do what's best for their sport. If you have a big, lengthy lockout, that doesn't benefit the owners or the players. In fact, it could just about kill the NBA as we know it now. The NBA wants to look at why you shouldn't cancel a season. Look at the NHL. Pre-NHL canceled season, they were on ESPN, they were on NBC, they were playing in front of full houses every night. Now they're on Versus, a channel that half of people in America can't even find if they do have it. And half of the other half of the American population doesn't even have it. So only about a quarter of America's population even has heard of Versus. And it'd be a shame if the NBA ended up on a channel like that.
Well, you know, there's got to be a game first. And, you know, it just looks like, well, I'm going to tell you right now, there isn't going to be any more talking. There isn't going to be any more negotiations. As of midnight, the doors are locked. The lights go out. There is no NBA. There won't be any more NBA until, you know, Stern and Hunter and all the people in between can come together and make that happen. There's not going to be a season next year. I mean, that's just my thoughts. We're not going to see a season at all. And you know, there's people out there that are saying it's at least 2 years out before they get this worked out. It's that big. It's that huge. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't know that fans are going to bounce back from it. Like you said, Josh, can the NBA bounce back from this? Is this going to be a situation to where, you know, maybe there's other organizations out there that'll create a mock NBA? You know, maybe again the CBA will come back alive again or something like that. But we're not going to see any basketball anytime soon. Now, of course, there's the players that looks like some of them will be going overseas. We just talked about Artest earlier possibly going to Finland. That doesn't look like that's going to happen, but there's certainly a lot more players that are going to be moving and you know going to be overseas playing for a team that they can be appreciated for and that the fan base is just as good, if not better, as it is here in the United States. So, Josh, what players can we look to be jumping ship, pardon the pun?
Well, I look for a guy like Nene Hilario. You know, he's a foreign-born player to begin with. He's a foreign-born player. I want to say he's from France. He may be from Brazil. What's he have tying him here to America if he doesn't have a $12 million a year paycheck? I look for it to be mainly foreign players and young players to go overseas. Ron Artest might end up overseas, although I think the next time you'll see Ron Artest wearing a jersey, it'll be a Pacers jersey. I was at the NBA draft last week.
Go ahead, Josh.
Bird was saying that he would love to bring Artest back, but he can't because the local media would kill him. Well, if I'm Larry Bird, I'd say, do you want to kill me or do you want to win titles? Because if you want to win titles, we need Ron back. So tell me, do you want to write stories about us losing or winning?
Well, I think you're going to have guys, you're right, I think you're going to have guys like Bob Kravitz that's just going to absolutely crucify Larry Bird for bringing back Ron Artest. And let's face it, if you bring back Ron Artest, we're just going to see nothing but replay after replay of the Detroit Rumble, the street fight in Detroit that just really began the beginning of the end for the Indiana Pacers. I don't see Artest ever coming back to be a Pacers, as talented of a player that he is. I just don't see that's going to happen anytime soon. And you're right, the local media will absolutely nail him to the cross on that. And I don't see that's going to be a situation where Ron Artest is going to end up. But they've got to go somewhere. And what about guys like Colby and LeBron and those guys that have plenty of money? They can sit around on their yachts and, you know, drink their champagne and wait this thing out. What are those guys saying, Josh?
Well, Kobe's probably sitting, LeBron are probably sitting here trying to count the $20 million they made last year and relaxing and chilling, and maybe LeBron's getting his personal life back together, as I wanted to talk about last week. And not that we're a celebrity gossip show, but LeBron had quite a few details, and take this for what it's worth. I heard it from TMZ. Yes, I watched TMZ as well as SportsCenter. During the NBA Finals, LeBron found out that his personal life was falling apart. His fiance was cheating on him. He's being sued for custody of his kids. Hopefully he's getting his personal life back in order so he can focus on basketball.
Well, and, you know, we joke about TMZ and some of the other tabloid-type organizations out there, but I wonder how much truth is in that, how the distractions to be made for these players. Let's look at Tiger Woods. I mean, in my blog there on the Balance, www.thebalanceonline.com, I quite simply pointed out that I just think that Tiger Woods' days of being the most dominant golfer around are done and are numbered. And I just wonder how much of that is due, even though I know he wants to blame a lot of it on his injury and he wants to get back healthy and, you know, he wants to get back to playing golf the way that we once knew him. I just don't know that he has it in him to win another major, another Masters, anything like that. I don't think he's going to be back to be a dominant player. This is an age when media and social media like crucify stars for their personal lives, and you know LeBron is no exception to that rule. And when you sign up for it and you want to continue to do some of the things that you do, you know the press is going to be there everywhere you go, everything that you do. That's what you signed up for when you became a superstar. And you know, I just wonder how much of that is an actual distraction. I wonder how much of that actually came into play with LeBron and the Heat not winning the title. And I said it right here on the show that the Heat would have a very hard time stopping the Dallas Mavericks. I put it online on www.thebalanceonline.com. The Dallas Mavericks were a very, very, very focused team. They were able to get the job done merely on the fact, not that they were a better team, because I think everybody knows when you put numbers to numbers and apples to apples and oranges to oranges, the Miami Heat was a much, much better team than the Dallas Mavericks. But what happened was the Dallas Mavericks was 100% more focused than Miami Heat. There was a lot of distractions with Miami Heat. So I wonder How much of a help is media outlets like TMZ and other, you know, that these stars around, that how much of an actual distraction that they are to the actual team there, Josh?
I would say they're a fairly big distraction, but as far as Tiger Woods goes, Tiger, you can stop at the, oh, woe is me story. This may sound a bit harsh. I'm just going to keep it real. You deserve everything you're getting at the moment, maybe not the injuries, but the personal hell that you're going through at the moment. I'm sorry, Tiger, you kind of deserve it.
Well, guys, I just want to get to that final.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
All right, and welcome back to The Balance. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh, and I know that Josh was right alongside me. He's not here with me, but we're talking about the NBA draft and the NBA lockout, and we're talking about the NFL draft and the NFL lockout and the possible looming draft lockout as well. And I know RJ Cunningham is standing by with us as well, because he's getting ready to come up here in about 10 minutes and talk about Trackside Review. RJ, are you with us still?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I know, also real quickly, I want to thank our sponsors, Mid-State Window Cleaning. Yes, they do windows, 317-852-8712. All tune and lube in Indianapolis on 10th Street and Rockville Road. And Sam Pierce Chevrolet, the tent sale out there as well. And it does look like we got $2 Bill Josh as well. RJ, let me ask you this. You always like to throw some things at the ball section here, so go ahead and hit us in the balls real quick. You got anything you want to say?
Well, I just think it's kind of funny that both the NFL football and potentially basketball are actually right into the most important and walk away and just allow motorsports to have more fans.
Okay, well, we'll certainly get into that in the second hour here, coming up in about 10 minutes. That's RJ Cunningham and Trackside Review, the magazine. Josh, where do you keep going with this, pal? Josh, are you with us? Okay, well, we seem to have lost Josh again. Josh, are you with us? Okay. Well, maybe Josh will give us a call back here. Like I said, in about 10 minutes, we're going to be jumping online with R.J. Cunningham and Trackside Review, the magazine. We're going to talk a lot about what's going on in racing and, you know, as far as what's going on as well as with Trackside Review, the magazine. I know there's a lot of exciting things that's going on. One of the things that are going on huge is the NFL draft. And are we going to have an NFL season? Well, like we said, a lot of people seem to think that we are. Josh, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We got you now, buddy. Thanks for hanging on there. Josh, we want to talk a little bit more about the NFL. Now, we just got done talking about the NFL being a possibility that that's going to happen. And we got about 10 minutes here, so I'm just going to kind of make it an open line, guys. You know, listeners, if you got anything you want to say, just give us a call, 917-889-8516. We'll get you online here with myself and $2 Bill Josh, and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind, whether it be football, baseball, basketball, anything about your balls we want to talk about. So what's on your mind, Josh?
I want to say congratulations to Lauren Chaney, a 2003 Ben Davis graduate who just recently – I take the back, she's 2007 BD graduate, who just recently scored her first goal in the Women's World Cup as the Team USA beat Team North Korea 2-0 in the Women's World Cup, and they play Saturday in the second round of the Women's World Cup. So congratulations to BD and Lauren Chaney.
Okay. I'm sorry, Josh. I thought you were going to say something else there. Well, hey, Josh, as we know, the NFL is under a lockout. The NBA is going to be locked out as of midnight. We talked about the MLB possibly going to be hitting a lockout. What does the fans do if all these sports get locked out? You know, at the beginning of when the season's all over here. By the time this time next year, we don't have any sports to follow, so I guess we have to go follow World Cup soccer or something, or racing.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go follow some racing. I went to the track with RJ about a month ago now, and I got really hooked on USAC, and I'm kind of disappointed. Every time I turn on B, they have motorcycle racing, they have F1, they have every other type of racing in the world, but I can't seem to find a USAC race on TV anywhere unless RJ can tell me where that's at, but that's really disappointing. I plan to go to a lot of short tracks with RJ and you and watch some racing.
Well, I we'll certainly get on into this with RJ Cunningham when we get into the Trackside Review. But to my knowledge, there is no TV coverage or regular radio coverage. There is some radio coverage in some select towns with USAC, and in fact, we had a chance to talk with one of those radio stations, which will be on our show later in August. That do that, and that's a town up in Knoxville, Iowa, which is huge with the short track and the Sprint Cup Nationals and stuff. And we'll get into that with RJ Cunningham, and that's a trip that I know that we're going to make up there with the balance and cover that as well. But there is not a per se media outlet for USAC, United States Auto Racing Club. They're just. I don't know why there wouldn't be a market for that, because some of the best up-and-coming IndyCar drivers, for example, are driving USAC, or even for that matter, NASCAR. A lot of your NASCAR stars these days come from the USAC series. I mean, obviously, Tony Stewart, you know, being one of them, Casey Kane being another one, you know, and then one of the up-and-coming stars very, very soon here in the IndyCar is, you know, local boy Brian Clausen, who have had an opportunity to talk and get to know over the last few months. And so why there's not the kind of media coverage that there's not is out there is beyond me. And, you know, I do know this. That is one thing that Trackside Review, the magazine, is trying to do, is really trying to give that outlet for the teams and for getting them to the next level. And we'll certainly get into that. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Indianapolis Colts. Josh, if the NFL lockout can get resolved and we can get these players back together, what do the Colts have to do to get ready for the 2011-2012 season?
I think the Colts are one of the few fortunate teams in that they're a very veteran team. However, I think you might agree going into the season. I know you kind of disagreed going into last season. I love Peyton Manning. I'm a huge Indianapolis Colts fan. This lockout hasn't helped any. The fact he had a second neck surgery hasn't happened any. Tom, is it safe to say that we're in the beginning, if not the middle of the end of Peyton Manning's fabulous first ballot Hall of Fame career?
Well, obviously nobody wants to see Peyton Manning go. I don't know that we're seeing the beginning of the end. I think he's still got about 3 to 5 good years left in him. The thing about Peyton Manning, I think that once he knows it's time for his body and when he cannot perform at the elite status that he does so often, I know that he won't be around. And I don't think that he'll pull I don't think Peyton Manning will pull a Brett Favre and go to, you know, to the Jets and then to the Minnesota. In other words, the team in which he will be going into the Hall of Fame with. Obviously, Brett Favre will be going into the Hall of Fame with the Green Bay Packers. One would think so. I mean, unless there was so much bad blood and bridges burnt there that won't happen. But I would assume that he will be going into the Hall of Fame as a Green Bay Packer, as he should. And Peyton Manning will go into the Hall of Fame first-round ballot, obviously, as an Indianapolis Colt, as he should. So I think that when Peyton Manning gets to that point in his body, when he says, I've done all I can do and I can do no more, you know, him and his brother both are new daddies. I mean, I think Eli's got a few more years left in him. I don't think Eli's ever going to be the player that Peyton is, but Eli is certainly one of the great. And the Manning family is a dynasty family anyway. You want to look at that. So certainly I know that Peyton Manning wants to be just as great of a husband and father as he does a player. So, you know, I think that's going to be a personal choice to make for him to make. I don't think there's ever going to be any pressure on him to ever leave the NFL. That said, maybe we got about 2 more years left. I think we got at least 1 more year. But again, all of this depends. It's very contingent on how much playing he gets in this year. Because if he doesn't get to play, let's face it, all of our players out there who might be nursing some injuries, might be needing to do some rehab, you know, the longer they're off the field, the more rehab that they can do. So I would say that, you know, if the lockout continues, that actually plays into the favor of the longevity of Peyton Manning. But I don't know that we're at the beginning of the end, but I certainly think that, you know, he's coming around to a point where that might be something that needs to be considered in the next 2 to 3 years, Josh.
I would agree. I've also heard a lot of reports that Reggie Wayne may want to return to the Colts, and the Colts are simply going to do to Reggie Wayne what they did to Marvin Harrison and simply not offer him a contract, you know, especially if this year gets wiped out. He's already over the age of 30. He wasn't effective at all against the New York Jets. But I don't know that the Colts can afford to do that this time around. When they did it with Marvin, Reggie Wayne was still in his late 20s. But if you take Reggie Wayne away from the Colts, you're left with Anthony Gonzalez, who, when he's healthy, he's a great player. Ostakali, when he can stay healthy, is a great player. But say you let Reggie Wayne go, and there is truth to the rumor that they don't re-sign Reggie Wayne. What do you do if Garcon, Collie, or Gonzalez gets hurt? I don't know if the Colts can afford to not re-sign Reggie Wayne.
I agree. I think that Reggie Wayne has a place with the Indianapolis Colts. Obviously, he's earned his right. And I think you're right. They are going to do what they've done in the past with other players and just simply not offer them a contract and see what happens from there. Well, guys, that's going to do it for the stick and ball portion of the show. Wrap up of all the racing action over the weekend. Guys, that's going to do it for the balance. Right around the corner is RJ Cunningham and Trackside Review Radio Style. Hey, race fans, Trackside Review, the magazine, is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short track fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has something for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review
is for you. Check out their new online edition, www.tracksidereview.com. www.tracksidereview.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Here comes Speed Racer, he's a demon on wheels.
With us is Josh Elmore. Guys, how are we doing today?
I'm good.
Are you good? Are you still with us, Josh?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just going to say welcome back to RJ, and I'm sorry I got to cut out a bit early this week. I got some family stuff to take care of, but stick around for a Trackside Review. I'm sure Tom and RJ have a lot of exciting news, and I also wanted to just RJ's thoughts real quick on what do you think of O2 Racing Sports team being suspended until the end of 2012, RJ?
Well, I did notice on the website that they have the option to appeal. I'm sure considering there's probably $500,000 worth of sponsorships and so on, that they're going to try to appeal that. But this is the way for the Izod IndyCar series to spread their wings and show their strength, I guess. But I don't think that's a wise move for Izod to throw them out for the whole season because there's not enough car count as it is. And the whole suspension was over the fact that they thought somebody in Sam Smith Motorsports was, let's just say, not adhering to the rules of the game, which every team is going to do. I mean, that's what racing is about, you know. You try to get the undue advantage. Roger Penske, A.J. Foyt, all of them have always done it. You know, NASCAR will suspend a team for having the improper shock or spring or head or, you know, whatever. So, you know, why they didn't just fine them is just beyond belief to me. They need 22 to 26 cars in the series, not 12 to 14 in the first place.
That's right.
I would have to agree.
No, go ahead, Josh.
I would have to agree. I got a chance to stay at home last week on Watch Versus, and I got to see David O'Sell. He ran the Athena one spectacular, but I don't see how Izod can afford to throw anybody out of Indy Lights. What was there? 12 cards last week at the start of the race, 14, something like that?
Well, I think there was 13 cars at the start of the race, but I think there was a couple that fell out, and I think that actually made, and RJ, you might correct me on this, but I think that made David Ostella, which is who I know you and I with Trackside Review have been following around, caused him to move into last position. I had a chance to catch up with David after the race, and I was talking with him, and I said, you know what, don't be discouraged, brother, you were doing a great job, and he said that he's not discouraged at all, and in fact, he's really excited about. I've been talking to him via text and email over the last week, and he's really training hard up there in his homeland up there in Canada, which will be happening here in very, very soon. And he's excited about racing up there, and I think he's going to do a good showing up there for the Canadians there, RJ.
Yeah, well, you know, his background is, of course, in karting and road racing, so he's back to where he's used to it. But, you know, it's really a shame because he moved up really quick in that race. And I don't know if it was tires that went away on him or just overcooking the tires or whatever. But, you know, he ran a great early race. The problem was that the rubber was washed off the track. You know, many race fans watched the Izod IndyCar race, but they didn't realize that you and I and all the other fans were sitting in the motel rooms till, what, 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We didn't think they were going to get the races in at all. And once again, I had to eat some crow pie because that's two races in a row where it rained on the Izod IndyCar series early, but they still got the races in.
All right, well, I'm going to have to take off, so all of our faithful listeners, stay tuned for Trackside Review. Tom, RJ, I'll catch up with you guys both next Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Josh, and we'll see you on the wrap-up on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, $2 Bill Josh joins us with the balance. He helps us keep your balls covered. RJ Cunningham and myself with Trackside Review, the magazine. We want to just dive right into racing. RJ, some exciting things going on with Trackside Review.
That would be an understatement. We have the first CD-ROM version of the magazine coming out in July. We actually might be able to bring it out as early as this Saturday, but we've got three or four articles to continue to produce. And we're going to have some video and some audio clips on that. Talk about Marquee Solutions. We're going to talk about Tim Matic, who's the videographer company, and you know, redoing the whole website. There will be three websites. There's going to be Trackside Review, the magazine. We're going to keep that one as it is right now for a little while longer. But then we've got RJ's Race Books. That's about 80% complete, and then we will have TRCM. Photography, which is going to allow photographers that can contribute to Trackside Review, the magazine, they'll have a way to get their photos out to more people than just themselves. That's the whole reason for Trackside Review, the website, so drivers and tracks can send us their press releases. And, you know, the Colts won the Super Bowl, getting to stick and ball for a minute. Colts won the Super Bowl not because of Peyton Manning, or not because of Reggie Wayne. They won the Super Bowl because of all 53 players, or 54 players, or however many players they have, contributing to the team. And, you know, I've always felt that racing, as long as they separate themselves, they can never be in the short track, especially as big as they could be. So, you know, it's just like me. I feel like I'm walking into a candy store with potential that's beyond belief. And I don't care how long it takes, but I'm going to keep working at it so that, you know, a race fan can go to a race instead of sitting there and watching players and teams go on strike and so on and so forth. Drivers pay their way to go to these races to entertain people. And by gosh almighty, they need the support. And there should be five times the amount of people going to short track racing as there is, maybe even more than that.
Right. I agree with you. And RJ, speaking of teams, I want to make sure that we take time to introduce formally introduce the newest member of the Trackside Review team, Madeline. Oh, I'm not going to do this name right. And if she's listening, hopefully she will help us. She was going to join us for the show today, RJ, and she got a bad case of bronchitis. So I checked with her on the phone earlier today, and she's just having a hard time talking. So we're going to have her on the air next week. But she is a prodigy when it comes to racing reporting, and she's going to be covering all of our kart races with Trackside Review, the magazine. And Madeline, and I tell you, Muschelowitz, Muschelowitz, www.tracksidereview.com. Check it out. Read her full bio. RJ, you've met her. I've met her. What a diamond in the rough that we have with Maddie. That's what we call her. And she is really exciting to bring kart racing to Trackside. And the element that she's going to bring to Trackside Review, the magazine, is astonishing.
Yeah, I know. And the beauty of it is that she's the kind of person that I want. She's not a racer herself. She's a true blue, red-blooded American lady race fan. Even though she's a constant name, I don't know where that name came from, but, you know, even that is hard for me to pronounce. I know that, Tom, you do have a little bit of trouble pronouncing names. But you do get them, you know, but the trick is you're looking at the way that they're written. And when it comes to a foreign name, you know, even her name, I'm looking at it, and it's like, how am I supposed to say that name? I don't really care. Maddie's good enough for us, and she'll do a great job. And I'm sure another thing she'll do is get the kart racers. Wouldn't it be nice to know that David Ostello is one of the top kart racers in the country long before he stepped into Indy Lights? Wouldn't it have been nice to know that Tony Stewart was as good as he was long before he stepped into, you know, NASCAR and everything? You know, I'm a firm believer that's what Trackside Review is about. Every driver should send a press release after the weekend is done, and they should send a press release, say, Thursday before the racing weekend starts. That way they can help the racetracks draw more fans to these tracks. So, the fans. You know, we need more fans going to the tracks, and if they know about you, they're going to come watch you. Even if they don't like you, they're going to come watch you, because they want to see you do well or not well.
Right. No, and that's one of the elements that is so exciting about having Maddie on board with us, is because there's nothing better than just going to a race and getting to know these up-and-coming drivers. And that is CART is a series that allow up-and-coming drivers to really develop and hone their skills. And we were talking about this today when we were out talking with a potential client. That, you know, sometimes these kart series and some of these other smaller series really help hone in the skills of these future drivers, RJ.
Yeah, we were discussing that many IndyCar drivers, NASCAR drivers, have shifter karts that they go out and play on, but they're really not playing. They're trying to hone their skills and trying to improve their responses and just stay in shape. You know, driving... although you would know this, being a stick and ball fan, Mr. Driving takes a lot more skill and enthusiasm. And when you get out of a race car, you know, me, it's like August football practice when I was growing up. If you're driving the car to the ultimate limits, you're going to lose 15 pounds driving a race car. So, you know, that's what's so cool. I'm looking forward to the CD-ROM version of the magazine. I'm looking forward to Maddie and her columns. And, you know, we're not going to forget Statman Steve and the help that Gary Holler at 10matic's doing for us. And it all takes more than just you and I to get this ball rolling. We realize that. Steve's photos are getting better. Maddie's already helped us with two kart drivers, sending us press releases. And she hasn't even begun yet. She could be a real vulture when it comes to trying to help racers in general.
And that's right. Well, guys, this is Trackside Review Radio Style. I want to make sure that we take time to thank our sponsors. And Sam Pierce Chevrolet is really a racing fan, and he loves to sell cars to race fans. RJ, you and I had an opportunity to go up there and talk with Sam and his organization out there at this tent sale that they've got going on. Won't you tell us a little bit about the racing history of Sam Pierce Chevrolet?
Well, Sam Pierce Chevrolet got started watching racing as a fan, and they watched Legend Cars, and his son Aaron Pierce was young and spunky, I guess, and Sam offered to... you know, if his son gets good, they have trouble. Like many parents, he offered to, you know, help get him in a Legends car. And then when he got in the Legends car, Aaron became a talent. And slowly but surely they've progressed. And now Aaron is driving a Silver Crown car. He's driving a sprint car. He's a hired gun for a wing sprint car. He's helped other racers come on board and get moving too. You know, I always tell people, you know, see the light, come out of the dark, see the light, go to Sam Pierce Chevrolet and see the friendly people up there at Delville. And, you know, that tent sale is over, Tom. You know, you're a little behind the times. But, you know, the car dealership, nice new dealership.
Their website isn't updated. It says the tent sale is over. You're right. It does say that. Well, you know what to do. They'll still sell it if it's not underneath the tent.
I prefer to do business in the nice, cool, air-conditioning car dealership anyway, other than in a tent. But I'm sure they did quite well, and a lot of places have tent sales just so they can get a good trade-in. So the used car market is kind of tough. You got to get some cars.
Yeah, we've got another great sponsor on the air that you and I have had a chance to go and talk to as well, and that's Alltune and Lube. They're on 10th Street and Rockville Road. We both went out there, and they've got a very dedicated crew. And you know, you and I were talking about the work that they did for me on my Toyota, and they
didn't you have to push that car into there? I mean, if I'm mistaken, the wheels were about to fall off of it when they got a hold of it.
I tell you what, they did a fantastic job. You guys could give them a call, 317-270-9690, or their 10th Street location, 317-271-4302. There's really nothing they can't do, and we had an opportunity to go through their shop over there on 10th Street, and they really have a unique shop there. They have the ability to put, what, five cars on a bay at one time there on their 10th Street location, and they've just really done a fantastic job. And what's great about this new DVD and CD-ROM that's coming out, you're really going to get a chance to see these shops and what it is that they do and how it is that they operate. And we were talking with another potential sponsor today as well. And the beauty about it is, this, you guys, when you get this DVD or this CD-ROM for your computer, and you open up Trackside Review, it looks like a magazine, it talks like a magazine. It is a magazine, and it's a virtual magazine. So you really have the opportunity to go into these sponsors' shops and see what kind of work that they do. And let me tell you one thing. Alltune and Lube, total car care. I mean, they do it all from a complete engine replacement to, you know, whatever you need done. They are a full-service repair shop, and they can be reached at 317-270-9690. And trust me, even if you have to push it in there, you're going to get to drive it out of there, RJ.
Yeah, just like you. Now, I don't think you actually pushed it in there, but I think about every orifice that could be leaking from the car you did take it in there, and they got it all fixed up. They've got two good certified female mechanics. What is really interesting to me is that just like the females in the racing world, the ASE certified female mechanics are coming on strong too. So, yep. You know, if you're qualified, you're qualified, whether you're male or female. And yeah, they do the normal oil changes, but they really don't want, I don't want to say they don't want the oil changes, but they want people to know that they do a lot more than that. And believe me, I've seen. It does not leak all over my driveway, but it did leak all over your driveway.
That's right. Hey, you and I have another sponsor that we had a chance to go see, Fastlane Cycle, out there on Gasoline Alley just off Rockville Road in Indianapolis. Now, let me tell you guys, if you're motorcycle or bike enthusiasts like myself and RJ, you guys will appreciate this guy. He can do some of the most customized bike jobs that you've seen. And RJ, we had a really unique opportunity to go back there and to his shop and really go through some of the things that the general public doesn't see. And this guy really knows what he's talking about when it comes to custom bikes.
Yeah, well, just like I always tell everybody, if they're good enough to work on a bike that's on the strip, or they're good enough to work on a car that can go roundy, they're good enough to work on your stuff. If they're making their stuff go double time what it's capable of out of the factory, just think what they can do to a normal bike just making it stay on the road and be in shape. So
by all means. I've always had the philosophy that, you know, if they are good enough to make themselves be a top dog runner, and they got drag bikes all over the wall in their shop, you know, so they've helped a lot of racers. And
I guess maybe,
you know, putting a bike on the street is maybe not as glamorous, but they know that has to be done too, and they've got a clientele that's, you know, bar none. You know, they got some people coming from far and wide already.
Right. Well, and I tell you what, those are just a few of the people that's helping us get this Trackside Review CD-ROM and stuff together. Now, RJ, one of the things we were teasing about there in the stick and ball portion of the show, The Balance, is that on Mondays you're going to start doing a daily wrap-up. And basically what that is, we're not going to be able to take any callers. And, guys, speaking of callers, if you want to call in and be a part of the show and talk to RJ, give us a call, 917-889-8516, if you want to talk racing. We'll get you right on with RJ. But, RJ, one of the things we realize the need for is that come Monday – people a lot of times just don't know what happened. What happened at the racetracks, even if they didn't get to go, even if, you know, like I'll be at Terre Haute this weekend, you'll be at another track. I mean, the thing is, you can't go to every track at one time, and they can go to our website, www.tracksidereview.com, and check out what's going on. But one of the exciting things that you're going to be doing on Mondays, and without the stick of ball, you're going to be all by yourself, is the racing weekend wrap-up, and you're just going to kind of cover everything that happened in that as well. So let's just kind of give a little teaser. What is coming up this weekend in racing on both the short track, dirt track, the big car races, and so forth? And I'm going to step away from the mic for about 10 minutes here, but I'm going to go ahead and let you have that when we get right back after this break. And RJ, when we come back from the break, just go ahead and talk about what happened in Iowa and Milwaukee and what's going on in the races this weekend and where you'll be at. We'll be right back. This is Trackside Review, radio style.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Hey, race fans, Trackside Review, the magazine, is back. Bigger, better, and faster than ever before. If you're a short track fan, if you're an oval track fan, Trackside Review has something for you. If you like to give back to the drivers, if you like to be a part of racing, then Trackside Review is for you. Check out their new online edition, www.tracksidereview.com. www.tracksidereview.com.
All right, and welcome back to Trackside Review Radio Style. I'm going to turn it over to RJ Cunningham, but quickly, want to make sure that we thank all of our sponsors as we just went into a few moments and just broke them all down. Alltune and Lube on West 10th Street, 317-271-4302, or on Rockville Road, 317-270-9690. Sam Pierce Chevrolet in Daleville, Indiana, 765-387-4293. And as you just heard, Trackside Review, the magazine, and Fast Lane Cycle. RJ, I'm going to go ahead and step away from the mic. I'm going to give you the show, the rest of the show. And at 6 o'clock, buddy, you're going to just have to close it down all by yourself. So you have the control of the board for 30 minutes. Now, here's what a lot of our fans don't know about, RJ. You're not typically allowed to touch buttons, but we're going to go ahead and let you do that today so that you get in habit of what you need to do for your wrap-up. That and I have a very important meeting with the sponsor that I've got to get to right here at the top of the hour, so I've got to be going on that, but I'll be standing by on my cell phone if you run into any problems there, RJ. So, RJ, without further ado, go ahead and take over the reins and ease off the clutch, if you will, and not so much on the throttle on Trackside Review Radio Style.
Okay. Well, hey, guys, it's nice to have control. Until the last 5 minutes, I think I got it handled. Obviously, everybody knows we went to Iowa last week. My thoughts on the Iowa Speedway race was just unbelievable. The track, the personnel, The racing itself was so much better than what television can show you. The vapor from the moisture in the air, the close proximity of all the racers was so much more dramatic in person at a racetrack like that. And here's my thoughts. It was a sellout, okay? And in my opinion, they need double the amount of seats that they had. I don't mean half as many. I mean double. That track was the coolest track. And, you know, they're talking about running twin races next year, which that's fine with me. I have no problem with that. The midget races were great, although I'm not sure I liked the twin bill myself. The Silver Crown races were really cool. You know, they were very loud. I mean, that whole facility is loud and proud. The media center was top dog. Other than Tom and I almost burning the place down with the, you know, Tom cannot put alkaline batteries for the cameras in a recharging system. So even though I get blamed for, you know, doing pushing the buttons incorrectly sometimes, you know, I at least am smart enough not to put alkaline batteries in the recharging system of your camera. But other than that, everything was great. We had fun. Nobody was hurt. There were some very, very bad crashes. I mean, and the way that Rusty Wallace and the crew designed that wall system there, you know, that wall is the only track I know of where there's really not an outside metal wall or a concrete wall. It's metal pillars. And when you get a close examination of it, it's so unique in how that was made. And it's got a full-fledged, excellent quality road course on the inside, too. I didn't know that until we pulled in. All I can say is I can't wait till next year. If there was a way they could run two events at that track, I would say to do that. Now, there is a drawback in the fact that there was nothing to do. I mean, when you're not at the track in Indianapolis, you've got other things you can do. But, you know, we went to one local watering hole, but truthfully, they need some more industry, or not industry, but things to do in the Iowa area. So if there is more things to do, then they need to get that known. Now, as far as what's going on this week, I'm first going to go to, let's see here, I'm going to go to Kokomo on Sunday. I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to go to Kokomo on Sunday, and I'm going to go to Gas City on Friday night. And what is so funny, I was looking at the Kokomo website, and it was just hilarious to see, okay, in April, rained out. May, rained out. Late May, rained out. June, rained out. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, rain out. They've actually run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 races. Winchester, this past weekend was the first race that they were able to run all season long. Sunday, the CRA series was rained out. Just amazing the amount of rain that's been around in the Midwest this year. So I'm going to go to Kokomo on Sunday, Gas City on Saturday, and then Paragon. I'm going to go there, Gas City on Friday. I'm going to go to Paragon on Saturday, which has a fireworks show. So, and if you've ever, you know, they talk about fireworks shows all over the Midwest. I'm going to tell you what, when you see a fireworks show at a racetrack, there's just something about it. The fireworks are just absolutely tremendous. Putnamville has had great fireworks shows in the past. But once again, we can't be everywhere at once. I mean, if we could, we'd already be, you know, 5 issues into the magazine and everything. But, you know, I like to say, you know, producing the CD-ROM version of the magazine coming up in the very near future is going to be very helpful. That way people that, you know, can't see the website through a business card can actually see the way the magazine is going to function through the CD-ROM. And, you know, with Gary doing the videography of some businesses that are sponsoring Trackside Review, that's going to help. And we're going to try to shoot some video snippets at the racetrack, too. Gary's pretty, I want to just say it's true. He's pretty anal about his equipment. You know, he doesn't get moisture in it because, you know, he doesn't want to ruin a $15,000 machine. But
bottom line is he's wanting to help, and he's helped me in the past with the magazine when I first tried to do the layouts myself, and he tried his best. I mean, you know, he's a perfectionist, and RJ only listened to so much. I think I listened to about 50% of what's actually told to me, and then I put another 25% of that 50% into place. If I could ever get somebody to teach me and put 75% of the things in place instead of the 15 or 20%, now things would be so much better. But like I say, I'm really looking forward to going to Kokomo. I haven't been to Kokomo this year. I haven't been to Paragon this year, and I haven't been to Gas City this year. I've been wanting to go, but I've also become a Fairweather fan, and Tom knows this. If it starts raining, I just get frustrated and ticked off. I just assume just stay home and whine. And, you can't really do that. Racers are going all over the Midwest. They have the Dirt Late Model Summer Nationals going on. It's almost over now. And there's races being ranked out all over the Midwest. I mean, it's just one of those seasons, one of those years. We had a bad winter, and I was really looking forward to a good spring with racing, but it's just taken forever. I don't know what kind of appointment Tom's got, because he's kind of being secretive about it, but that's okay. He knows I need to get out there and do some of this on my own. And
I just want to make sure that you handle the show. So if you need me, you can say anything. And I just want to make sure that those that are listening, we cannot take any callers for the rest of the show. So just keep that in mind. I think you're doing a great job, brother.
Well, I'm trying. That's all I can do is try. I don't know what I'm supposed to do at the end of the show. How can I push any buttons if you're not letting me learn how to push the buttons? I can't push the buttons at the end of the show.
Controlled from my phone, so it's all good.
Well, anyway, I can't wait till Maddie next week. I thought Statman Steve was going to call in, but, we talked earlier today. He took a lot of great shots up at Winchester with the PRA series, and I wanted to talk briefly about the photographers and the racing website. I've always felt that in the past we've had photographers that have contributed to Trackside Review in the print version, and many, many, many photographers shoot at racetracks all around the Midwest. But they're somewhat limited as to where their photos are seen. I want to offer a website that allows a photographer in Kentucky and a photographer in Illinois and a photographer in Ohio, or multiple photographers, the avenue to put all of their race shots in one centralized website. And instead of actually doing the developing of the photos, they purchase a CD, which they can take to their local photo studio, whether it be a Walgreens or a Walmart or Kmart or whatever, and they get those photos done. That way they can get them to them faster. We can just plug some of the photos that they might want and get them in groups of, say, 10 or 15 or 20 or whatever. And they buy for, a little bit less money maybe than what they would do if they did all the developing and everything. But then they can go, with rights and get those photos developed. And the bottom line is...
Hey, RJ, I'm sorry. This is Tom. I wanted to let you know that we do have Statman Steve Johnson on the line. Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me? Yes, sir, I'm here.
RJ, can you hear Steve?
Steve.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Are you going to Terre Haute?
Yes, I'm going to Terre Haute Sunday to see the Silver Crowns run.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now I'm fast typing away, finishing up my article from Winchester Saturday night when we went to see the ARCA race. It was a great race. Dakota Armstrong won it with a last lap pass, or about five laps to go pass, and held off Ty Dillon for the win. It was just a great race.
Yeah, it's like I say, Winchester is one of my favorite tracks, but really a lot of them are my favorite tracks. The thing is, the track is not in the recliner watching it on TV. Your favorite track is the track you go to instead of sitting on the recliner.
You know, Steve, you're learning to take some pretty good shots. You had some problems with the camera earlier in the year, and you've learned a little bit more, and you've invested in another digital recorder, and that's going to be really cool because we are going to take digital recordings and put them on the CD-ROM. So you can hear drivers all around the Midwest. You know, we're going to try to pick, 10 from each of us, I'd say, each issue. Now, this particular issue, we may only have 4 or 5 because we're still learning the process through Gary. So once he gets this organized so that we have these 10 digital recordings, we'll actually be able to ship them via the Internet to Gary, and Gary's going to be able to plug them in until we actually hire a secretary or someone that wants to do the work for us. Eventually, we may have to charge a nominal fee for press releases, but only because we want to be able to get out and do our work and get the news. We can't get the news if we're having to sit behind the computer ourselves and download all the press releases and post them on the site. So, you know, we're going to end up for somebody that's maybe got a disability and maybe can't go to the races but wants to be a part of it, you know, maybe put them to work so we'll want to pay them, obviously, to do that work. So, presently, we're only going to be needing somebody for about 3 hours a day, say 4 days a week, because you can't really post that much on weekends because it's actually on. So, but you can post on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So, anyway, so you're going to go to Terre Haute. Now, I notice you're still married. Your wife has allowed you to go to these races.
But they're coming reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
She knows that I'm a racer. She knows that I go to racetracks. But with God's grace and her help, I'm able to go every weekend.
Well, here's the deal. When the CD-ROM is out, when the CD-ROM is out, and you can take your 20 copies a week, and you can go out there, and I know you're a hustler. I mean, you've gotten a lot of our T-shirts to give away. So, by the way, we haven't even put them on the website yet. We've got about 8 T-shirts to give away. And as soon as we get all that off the website with the new CD-ROM, we'll probably give those away with people that subscribe. But anyway, you'll be able to carry the CD with you, so you'll be able to make a little bit of money. A lot of people don't realize that we're basically still working for nearly nothing. You're actually working for negative money.
That is correct. I work for the credentials to get into the track, and that's it.
Right. So, you know, Tom and I, we're just now starting to really pump some advertisers. The RJ's Racebook has helped a lot. Plus, I think with the amount of hits going from, you know, 500 a day to 3,500 a day is helping tremendously. We're getting companies that are calling us. In my lifetime of selling, whether it be insurance or I sold cars for a little while, I managed Radio Shack when I was growing up, I never once had somebody come to me and say, well, yeah, I want to buy an ad. I want to buy this. Usually you would always have to sell it. Well, we're popular enough now where people just want to be involved. They know what we're trying to do. You know, every racetrack should realize we're trying to get more people going to their track. And I lecture, I get on my soapbox. If you work as an individual track or an individual sanction or series, you're not going to get the kind of people involved as you would if you acted as a group. That's why the performance industry trade show is so huge, because they pull every division, every racing fraternity, and if they've got something to sell, and you know, they can show it. And that's kind of what I'm doing with the same philosophy of Track by the Review.
Right.
So anyway, you have fun at Terre Haute. I will have fun at Kokomo and Paragon and Gas City. I really love
that
Gas
City. Ought to be at Duke.
Are you going to get to? Are you tagging along with me, or are you going to drive on your own?
Do what?
Tag along with me, or are you going to drive on your own?
I think I'm tagging along with Tom on Sunday, and then I might tag along with you tomorrow night to Gas City. You know me, I love dirt tracks, so I may just tag along with you up to Gas City.
Afternoon. You hear me? I'm leaving at 2:30 in the afternoon because I'm not. That's the only difference to Gas City, is I want to miss traffic. I like to go up there and eat dinner on the way up, because even though you're at you know, think you're not going to be hungry, but, you know, long around 8 o'clock, you get hungry again. So, but, you know, it's going to be kind of cool. Now, Larry Kellogg is one of the photographers up there, and he shoots some great shots. And,
well,
at one time he used to supply us with some photos, but, you know, a lot of people got mad when I walked away from racing. And, you know, I walked away from racing because I lost the equipment to be able to do it right. So now that I've got Tom with his technical support and Gary with his major technical support and Ken Matic, I think we can actually go places. In a nutshell, if we get more people involved in the sport, whether it be racing or going to the track or, above all, sponsoring a racetrack or a racer, that's my ultimate goal. That'll be great.
Right.
So anyway, how close are you to your article done from Winchester so we can get it in the CD-ROM?
I'll probably have it done this evening so I can have it over to you tomorrow. Or late tonight.
Are you going to email it?
You're breaking up.
You're breaking
the moderator.
RJ, it looks like we have lost Steve there. I am driving, so I am controlling everything through my phone. So, Steve, if you're listening, we'll catch you on the road with Trackside Review. RJ, go ahead. Typically, this would be where we would take a pit stop, but I don't have all the buttons on my phone, you know. But
that's
so
okay.
Go right ahead, RJ.
I'm just going to tell everybody who our sponsors are without you doing the analytical, technical, pushing the button deal. We have Fast Time Cycles and on Gasoline Alley. You can give them a call. They don't have a website yet because Tom hasn't made the website yet, but I think Tom's going to be making a website for Fastlane Cycles. We have Sampier Chevrolet. Come out of the dark, see the light. Go to Sampier Chevrolet in Delville, Indiana, and let the crew help you with either a new or used car or find mechanical service at Sampier Chevrolet. We've got Mid-State Window Cleaning Service at 852-8712. Leave a message if you need your windows done. Mainly commercial work. They do some residential work, but they're very picky. And they do a lot of windows. I mean, a lot more than you might think, and they're blazing fast. Let's see, who else do we have? Hopefully we'll get a new one. But I'm not even going to mention the name yet because we're going to do a lot more than just an ad for this company. We're going to let them use the social media and try to teach them how to use the social media, which Tom has worked very, very hard to get them to use Twitter and Facebook. And today, being National Social Media Day, I've decided I'm not going to listen to Tom and I'm just going to do my own thing. I did Twitter once, and I did Facebook 3 or 4 times, but normally my job is to do that 40 times a day, and that's how we get the hits on this website. So if Tom does it 40 times a day, I do it 40 times a day, Maddie does it 40 times a day, Statman Steve does it 10, because Steve does work a regular job too. You know, that's how we increase our presence on the web. So, and that's what Marquee Solutions will do. Is teach you how to use Facebook and Twitter and all the new social media coming out. Marquee Solutions got a website too, marqueesolutions.com. And I think that's about all our sponsors. I'm sure they're, All Tune and Loose. Now that one's really important because that's the one where Tom had to basically push his car into the shop. It was leaking all over everybody's driveway. As I said earlier, about every orifice that could be leaking out of that car was doing so, and they got him all fixed up, and the car does run pretty daggone good right now. You know, it is a Toyota Camry. It's probably one of the better cars at one time, and, you know, it's well-maintained now. They've got all tune and loose is taking care of it. They've got the location on 10th Street, and then they've got the location on Rockville Road in Indianapolis, so... The 10th Street store has the ability to have 5 cars in the lift at a time, and it was a car wash, and there was a lube place in front. Now they've got both revamped car wash and put the lift in there, and they were working on a school bus and a a hot rod, and they were working on a regular foreign car. You know, they've got it together. They've got the place all cleaned up, ready for your business. So even if you need a motor, you can call All Demon Lube. And I'm sorry, but I don't have a phone number either, because we normally do all this stuff free, you know, free numbers right there. But anyway, Tom, how you doing? Are you still in there somewhere?
I am here, sir. You're doing just fine, R.J. Cunningham.
And you're making fun of me. That's okay. That's okay. I've got to say Tagliani. I want you to say Tagliani three times.
Got it. Tagliani, buddy. Now that he's on my Facebook, I had an opportunity to chat with him up there in Washington, Iowa. I've got to get down pretty fast. So what's going on with the NASCAR guys this weekend, RJ, and the Nationwide Series?
Well, this is a weekend for those guys, and I do kind of apologize, but, you know, they got all the television exposure they want. They're running the 4th of July race at Daytona. So this is one of the second biggest races of the year probably for them. It's normally very, very warm at Daytona Speedway this time of year, and it's also the time of the year where you generally can set your watch by the thunder shower in the afternoon, of which they had one earlier today for practice, and obviously getting ready to do the magazine and everything. I don't know whether they're running yet or not, but you can pretty much set your watch every afternoon in the state of Florida for rain showers this time of year. But it's a great race. Daytona is a fun track. You know, the only thing I've really, you know, talking about Daytona, I can't believe that they don't upgrade that facility like Iowa and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I felt, you know, each time I've gone there, you know, you go to many tracks and you'll see something change to make the track better. Now, they did repave Daytona three years ago, but still, you know, I don't think they have upgraded that facility like they should to make it more fan friendly. So that's just my green light thinking there, and so, you know, it's just it's kind of fun. But anyway, once again, and in case you don't know, Trackside Reviews is going to be at Terre Haute this week with Tom and Fatman Steve. Step and Steve and I are going to go to Gas City Speedway on Friday night. On Saturday night, I'm personally going to go to Paragon, and then I'm also going to go to Kokomo Speedway. So it's basically four dirt tracks this week, and all of those photos and everything will not be in the first edition of the CD-ROM. They're going to be in the second edition of the CD-ROM. So in the second edition, we will have our poster. You know, there's going to be an 8-shot poster included with the subscription. And that subscription for the first 6 months is going to be $48 for the year. Half the money goes to a racer. And in January, the subscription rate is going to go to $78 a year, and half the money is going to go to a racer. Now, for the racer to get half the money, they have to be a participant. In other words, a subscriber. But their rate will always be half what the normal fan rate is. And the reason is very simple, because the racers pay their way to go in the pits. They pay their way to have their crew members go into the pits with them and work. You know, they're not a contracted quarterback for the NFL or a contracted Michael Jordan or equivalent. They pay their way to go into these events. Yes, they do. Some of them have sponsors. Many of them have good sponsors that might pay for part of their trip. But in a nutshell, it's the only sport where it's self-supporting that I've seen. And, you know, the pride I have, you know, looking at these cars, whether it be a Thunder car that runs at Kokomo Speedway, or whether it be a dirt late model or a sprint car or a midget or a mini sprint, no matter what kind of race car it is, to me, they deserve the ultimate in respect, because they're turning the dollars in the American economy and the world economy, for that matter. They're putting people to work. They're putting people to work in manufacturing. They're putting people to work in refabrication and fabricating of frames and tubes and helmets and uniforms and shots. And to me, the importance of racing
in the world is just unbelievable.
How am I doing, Tom?
Right there, RJ, you're doing just fine.
Got about 10 minutes
here. Now, one thing that I want to talk about, and you mentioned it several times, the new CD-ROM at Play, we're going to be finishing that a lot of that up here, and I know that Maddie's got a lot of stuff that she's going to be contributing, and Steve as well. One of the things I want to point out is we were talking to one of our potential sponsors here that we still haven't quite nailed down, so we want to keep their name under wraps. But basically, they're a company that loves racing. It's been around the last 10 years. The great about this CD-ROM is to be able to actually go in to a Hampshire Chevrolet or an Altoon Blue or, you know, get behind the scenes of a sponsor and see what they're really about.
Trying to see 20 million people at a time, and you know, I have no apologies for trying to do that. We've you know, the racing is in the Midwest, which means some of the companies we talk to are in the Midwest, and even though we have a show from 4 to 6 on Thursdays, there's many times when we have people we've got to see and places we've got to be able to move this thing forward. You know, eventually we hope to have somebody reliable that we can have in studio kind of walk us through this stuff, you know, but, you know, when you have egos and you have people involved, and I can think of one person on Channel 8 Sports that years ago wanted this huge contract and, you know, not realizing that, you know, he was in a local media, and, you know, we're in a local media here too, so we're very, very small right now, but we're growing quickly, and the sky, especially with you know, think the way it's progressing right now. So soon, I'm a firm believer, we won't even need a radio station to do a show and have 50,000 listeners or more. And it's just a matter of spreading the word, one person at a time, making sure that they have the constant contact availability so if they choose to listen to the show, they can. But the beauty of it is all the shows are archived, so you can listen to every one of these shows from way back when, and you can, if you choose to listen to just the stick and ball portion of the show, you can do so. Or if you choose to listen to all of the show, you can do so. Or if you want to fast forward and just listen to what I consider the most important part of the show, obviously, is the racing part of the show. you can do that too. And, you know, it's kind of like print media in some respects, in the fact that when you have print media, you hold on to it. Well, with archiving the show, I don't know how many shows we can archive, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But this allows a fan of the show to listen over and over and over again. Some people might like to hear Tom Markowitz mispronouncing Tagliani or calling the Delara, the DeLorean. You know, and the thing is, Tom, you know, he's developed a lot of respect for people in the IZOD IndyCar series because he's persistent. And, you know, he does try to get the story, and he does try to get that interview. And I'm proud of him because he was going to sit there and tell everybody this week of how he wasn't happy with Danica Patrick's driving ability. And the problem is, Danica's hard to get an interview. So, you know, she's got to keep her mouth shut on her future. Whether she decides to stay in the IZOD IndyCar series or go NASCAR racing is you know, here, you know, not in print yet, but he wants the first one to get the news, so obviously he's going to stay on her to get those stories. And you know, I'm there because I'm a fan. I'm not there because I want to know whether she's going to go to NASCAR racing or not. I thought she ran a great Iowa race, and I thought she did very well in Milwaukee too. But I also know that the bottom line is Michael Andretti finally got him a good engineer. And you know, when it comes to IZOD IndyCar Series stuff, your mechanics are going to be as much or more important than maybe the driver itself. And in case some people may not like to hear that, that is the truth. So anyway, according to my clock on my computer here, it's 5:56 p.m., and I'm looking at Kokomo's website. Once again, I'm going to Kokomo on Sunday, where Statman Steve and Tom are going to Terre Haute. And then Paragon Speedway has got a terrific fireworks show this weekend, so I'll be at Paragon to watch that. And then Saturday night will be Gas City. Now, presently, we all know that they're only calling for 20% rain on all three of those days. So, it will come to pass. And the clock for Trackside Review Magazine is coming to a close. It is now 5:57 on June 30th, which is the last day of the month. And my mortgage payment's due tomorrow. And so I've got to get some bills paid, too. Hopefully, the sponsors of the show, Sampier Chevrolet, Alltune and Lube, Midstate Window Cleaning, Marquee Solutions. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. But hey, you know, it's the first time I've closed out the show. I'm gonna plead the fifth on my stupidity, but that's okay. I'm having fun. I hope we picked up 3 or 4 or 5 or 25 new listeners today. And just bear with us. We're still learning. But I'm going to tell you what, we're going to learn enough about this internet radio. You're going to be able to listen to this in your car just like you will a regular radio station in the very near future. You can listen to it on your iPod. You can listen to it archived. And the time. Time is now, 5:58 and 26 seconds. So I don't know what to do. Tom said he's going to let me close out the show, so that's exactly what I'm doing. And I pushed the button. I'm not supposed to push the button. Anyway, guys, have a good weekend. I hope to see you around. If you see me and you want to gripe about the show, go ahead and do it. If you want to see me and want to help with the show, that's even better. Come see me. Hopefully getting some shots. I like to take pit shots and driver shots and fan shots. Statman Steve likes to take racing shots. I've noticed that he nor I like to take that many winning shots. You know, everybody else takes those. I want to take the rest of them. So, hey guys, it says 5:59 p.m. and 20 seconds. So, and now it says 30 seconds. So guys, have a great weekend. Just don't sit on your butt. I mean, go to a race. Have some fun. Take your family. If you've got a family that likes fireworks, you're going to see the best fireworks in the world going to Paragon or Putnamville. You know, those two places have the most terrific fireworks. The Indianapolis Speed Drum's got a great fireworks display, too. And all the racetracks around the Midwest, send us your press releases. We want them. See you next Thursday and Monday for the update. Goodbye.